Welcome everybody to the full 90. Hounds just won 2-1 against Toronto. I am Mike. You're used to hearing Liz. She's in the middle of the woods with no reception or anything like that, so they have no idea what actually happened in this game, her or Josh. I am joined by Kev and Justin and Laura Ellen. Guys, immediate reactions. Laura Ellen, I know that you have a lot of thoughts going on right now. We'll start with you. Go.
Yes, I have so much to say. Here is the thing. I give this game a B-. I would say with 15 minutes left, the 75th minute, I would have said, okay, sure, let's give it a B. Let's give it a B. That's like a good grade for this game. I'm watching the replays right now on the CW, so props to CW for having the replays. But good grief, how do we just play so poorly at the end of the game? I feel like I'm having flashbacks. The dogs are also agitated by this game. And I just, like, our passing was choppy. It's just, I am just so incredibly frustrated. I could talk for a very, very long time. Props to Dan Lins, though. Can I just say, getting kneed in wherever he got kneed and then writhing around in pain. I understand what it's like to be a goalkeeper, to put your entire body out there in front of these crazy offenders who are trying to, like, do whatever they're supposed to do. And so props to him. And then his defense lets him down and allows a goal. And that was not his fault. And I'm going to stop talking for now because I could talk for a real long time.
Justin, what are your thoughts?
The first thought I have is Kevin Kerr at the 10. I've been saying that for a long, long time. And so I'm glad to see a goal and assist from the 10 position. That was nice to see.
Finally. I'm kidding.
Listen, I agree with you most of the time. Like, I've said if they put him at the 10, he can run all over the field like he normally does and not give up position. And he was able to do that tonight and scored goal. So I'm happy about that. I mean, I'm happy about the win. I wish we wouldn't have given up that goal. It was not my fault. Laura will say it was because I said right before that they weren't going to score, and then they did. So it's not my fault.
Seconds before they scored, I was, like, getting real worried, and Justin says, no, no, they're not going to score. The ball goes in. I'm like, that is your fault.
Look, we were chatting online during the game, and I said multiple times that if Toronto could hit the goal, we would be in trouble. So, like, they missed a number of times out wide. Kev, what's your gut reaction here?
I can't believe how far apart I am from all of you right now. I mean, I thought that was the most, like, comfortable win I've seen in a while. I mean, look, I know Toronto had quote unquote a lot of chances. I just look, this is the emotional reaction show. This is the full 90. I'm sure we'll get deeper into it in the analysis show on Monday. I never felt like they were going to score. I mean, and even when they score at the end, it's like, whatever. Like, you can see Toby just kind of comes on, and Toby probably should do a little bit better for that, but he kind of just, like, clears, like, they're not going to score. And they score, and it's whatever. I mean, I never felt like we were going to lose this game. I never, like, as soon as we get the goal early on and we put the second in with Kerr, for me, that was game over, and I felt like everyone
kind of
took
okay. I don't mean to interrupt you, but Lily is yelling at the team on the field right now.
He can and yell. Look.
He looks like he's going to pop a blood vessel. Oh my gosh. Toby's just, like, staring at the ground. Listen, they deserve to be yelled at. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No, that's fine. Hey, look, you're right. Like I said, once we peel this back piece by piece in the analysis show, I'm sure we'll find out a lot of flaws. But at the same time, I mean, this, I just felt like we were just so much the superior team. Look, Tampa loses again. Louisville loses for the first time this season this weekend. As far as I'm concerned, we're the best team in the league right now. So, like, this was
He's going to whine, but they have a game. They've played one more game than we have, and they are 2 points up.
I don't care. Whatever. But it's, look, yeah. I mean, we're the best team in the league right now. We're not going to be putting on 10 out of 10 performances every week. I think we're allowed. You know, the best teams in the league, the teams who go on to win the championship, have weeks where they're off and still get a comfortable win. As far as I'm concerned, this is one of those weeks for us, and I thought we played fine. We didn't play great. We played well enough to get the win. That's all that I care about, especially on the quote-unquote road, even though this is probably more of a home game for us. I'm happy. Let's bring on next week.
Yeah, at times, to me, it almost felt like a scrimmage for good or bad.
The atmosphere was really weird because of that, honestly. I mean, it felt really weird to watch a game like this, and I know it's I don't know what you can do about it, but I mean, you have to feel like that goes into the players' minds as well. When you're looking around and seeing empty seats everywhere, it felt weird watching it too.
And I know that this was a move to try to, you know, support Rochester fans and all of that. And from all unofficial reports, it sounds like Rochester's probably going to come back in D3. But, like, they're supposed to play three more games in Rochester. And with a crowd like that, it's kind of like, why? Like, if there was a game for Rochester fans to show up to, this would be the one. Because here's your former coach, seven of your former players, and the stands were completely empty. So, yeah. I mean, Kev, I agree with you. Coach Lilly said, you know, before the game that good teams they can't lose or drop points away. Like, a tie in his mind is drop points. And so he said, you know, you just can't get down for this game. So
it's crazy how Cristiano Francois is the best player in the league if he can just put the ball in the back of the net. I mean, I think he is, like, the amount of times he just runs all over the face. He's just very raw. Yeah. I feel like when you give him time to think, I think that's when he kind of falls apart. But, like, he just, yeah, I think he's quite good until he isn't, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
I feel like
we're starting to verge into analysis territory, so we're going to wrap this up quick. Laura Ellen, who's your man of the match?
It's a tie between Venki Aziel and Lind. They get it together.
That's fair. Justin?
As hard as it for me to say, Kevin Kerr.
No!
Kev?
Nico Brett scores again. I think he looks ruthless in front of net, and long may that continue.
I don't know if I have one. I'll just add that I thought Jordan Dover continues to impress me.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Like, dude just keeps standing out as being a stud. And I was kind of impressed by Joe Holland as well when he came in. He seemed to have his head on a swivel a little bit. And
he cannot go 10 minutes without giving the ball away in the middle of the field. I mean, he gets on it, and immediately I feel like he turns it over and they get a chance. But
okay. That's all right. Who wants the last word here? Anybody?
They better look so much better on Friday when I am there in person. That's what I have to say.
It is going to take a much better performance to beat Indy.
Yes.
Let's go.
We're going to win the league.
All right, shut up, Kevin. All right, this has been the Full 90. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch up with you on Monday night. Bye.
Woo! Bye!